All right, everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're tackling something that I think is on a lot of people's minds.
Yeah.
You know, we spend so much time building these amazing e-commerce stores.
Right.
But then, like, how do we actually get people to find them?
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, once they're there, how do we make sure that they're not just window shopping?
Exactly. Yeah.
So we're diving into some excerpts from a really interesting piece. It's called Converting Search Traffic SEO for E-commerce Conversions.
Okay.
And, I mean, the title kind of says it all.
Yeah, it does.
We're talking about search engine optimization, getting those eyeballs on your products.
Right.
But then the real magic, turning those visitors into, you know, customers who are actually hitting that buy button.
Absolutely. And that's really where the rubber meets the road, you know?
Yeah.
You can have all the traffic in the world,
right,
but if they're not converting,
exactly,
it's meaningless.
It's all for nothing.
Yeah.
And to help us really unpack all this, we have an SEO guru with us today.
Oh, wow. Guru. That's a big title.
Well, you know, I think guru is fitting because you've got your finger on the pulse of, like, all things SEO.
I try to keep up.
So I'm really excited to get your insights on this one.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Okay, so the article starts off, you know, talking about user intent.
Right.
And this is something that, like, I hear tossed around a lot.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth, like, really breaking down. What does that actually mean, like, in the context of e-commerce?
Absolutely. So, you know, user intent, it's essentially about understanding what is the person on the other side of that search bar,
right,
actually looking for? Are they just browsing? Are they doing research? Or are they ready to pull out their wallet and make a purchase?
Okay, so how do we, as e-commerce folks, like, how do we actually use that information?
Well, that's where the whole, you know, SEO strategy comes into play.
Okay.
And the article talks about this idea of long-tail keywords.
I was going to say long-tail keywords.
Yeah.
That's like SEO 101, right?
It is, but it's so crucial.
But, like, tell us why.
So think about it this way. If someone just types in shoes,
yeah,
it's really broad.
Super broad.
You don't know what they're looking for. But if they type in best waterproof hiking boots for women,
okay,
you know exactly what they need.
That's super specific.
Right. And they're probably much closer to making a purchase.
So it's not just about, like, stuffing our website with as many keywords as possible.
Yeah, no, no.
It's about being strategic.
Absolutely.
And really thinking about, like, who are we trying to reach?
Exactly.
And what are they actually searching for?
And what stage of the buying journey are they in?
Okay, so we've got the right keywords. Now, what do we do with them?
Well, the next step is to create content.
Content is king.
It really is, and it has to be compelling content.
Yeah.
It speaks to those user needs that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if someone is searching for those waterproof hiking boots, maybe you have a blog post that compares different brands.
Right.
Or a buying guide that helps them choose the right features.
Yeah. You know, I know, like, personally, when I'm shopping online, I am so much more likely to buy from a website that actually, like, provides valuable information.
Absolutely.
It's not just about, like, here's our product, buy it. It's like actually, you know, educating me.
Building trust.
Yeah.
Showing that you're an expert in your field.
Okay, so we've got keywords, we've got content. What else? What about, like, the website itself?
Yeah, so the website itself needs to be optimized for conversions.
Okay.
And the article talks about a few things. One is having clear calls to action.
Right.
So instead of just a generic learn more button,
yeah,
use something more direct, like add to cart or buy now.
Make it super easy for people.
Really hacks.
Navigation too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, if I can't find what I'm looking for, I'm out of there.
Yeah, you're gone.
Okay, so clear calls to action, intuitive navigation. Anything else we should be thinking about?
The article also mentions the power of social proof.
Ooh, social proof.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, it's huge.
So, like, testimonials, reviews, user-generated content.
All of that.
Why is that so important?
Because people trust other people.
Right.
They want to see that others have had a positive experience with your product.
Especially if it's something they haven't, you know, bought before.
Exactly. It's that whole, you know, seeing is believing thing.
So even if our website is beautiful and our products are amazing, if there's no social proof, it's going to be hard to convince people to buy.
It's going to be an uphill battle.
Okay, so big takeaway for our listeners today. What should they be walking away with?
I think the biggest takeaway is that SEO is about so much more than just getting people to your website. It's about understanding your audience, crafting compelling content, and creating a website experience that guides them seamlessly towards making a purchase.
So it's like this whole holistic approach.
Exactly. It's all connected. It's not just about, you know, one little tactic here, one little tactic there. It's about putting all the pieces together.
And realizing that, like, SEO is constantly evolving.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to be willing to, like, learn and adapt.
Absolutely. What works today might not work tomorrow.
So stay curious. Stay informed. And, you know, keep testing. Keep iterating.
Exactly.
Because ultimately, that's how you're going to stay ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
And turn those website visitors into loyal putting customers.
And that's the goal, right?
That's the dream. So as you're working on your e-commerce businesses, think about everything we've discussed today. Remember, it's not just about traffic, it's about conversions.
And building those long-term relationships with your customers.
Exactly. So how are you going to turn those visitors into customers? I can't wait to see what you come up with.
Me too.
All right, that's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time.